Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Deepest Lore. Reviewing Adam Curtis is back. Simon, you've been through the ringer, but seems like the fans have saved you once again.
The people have spoken. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my agent, Morty, and all of the people who watch the Deepest Lore on repeat. I hear some people have even been trying to game the system, having it on permanent repeat. So we can get those rookie numbers up, and here we are again. We're planning on only doing a third of what remains today, so we can string this episode out to the end of the year.
So just to reiterate for people who aren't aware, the BBC have been blocking this particular documentary, All Watched Over by Machines of Love and Grace, which is a known issue, apparently, that even Adam Curtis doesn't know the reason why. It just gets hard blocked, and they're litigious about this one. You know, they just don't want it on YouTube for some reason. So when we actually come to review the documentary, we will go over to Twitter X and people will watch over there. Now, Simon, people have been extremely resistant to go over. Oh. I didn't quite realize how hated Twitter was by many people. There's nothing actually stopping you watching right now. You can go over. Let me share my screen. Share my screen. Just go onto my Twitter user page. It's linked in the show notes. There it is. Deepest Lore 184, The Politics of Environmentalism. And there it is. And if you can't find the previous episodes, just go into that search box and go in The Deepest Lore 184, right? And then put 183 or 182 or 181, and you'll get the previous episode. But I'm going to have to, I don't know if I'll like put them on Substack or provide the links on Substack or whatever, but we're going to have to like work around this. And then maybe from the next one, we'll see if BBC blocks the subsequent ones. Because apparently I was wrong. It's not on iPlayer. I thought it would just be because they're on iPlayer, but
I wonder if it's the subject matter, the green subject matter in particular. I don't know. Ben may have a cue on how sensitive the BBC are on these kind of, you know, slightly out of left field discussions about green issues or something. But the absolute incandescent bile towards watching it on X, you don't even need an account. You can watch it without the need to give Mr. Musk.
Are you aware that people are so, I mean, I realize some people weren't on Twitter, but the vehement hatred. It's like, oh no, if it's between ending reviewing Adam Curtis or clicking on an X link, I'll end the show.
We had an outbreak of Curtis populism. They were trying to say, no, we're not going to go if you keep it on X. They were trying to strong arm us. We must assert the authority of the organized minority.
So, I'll have a look at putting it on Substack as well. But the trouble with that is that I don't want the videos taking over my Substack site, which happened last time I tried to do that. So I need to try to figure out a way of getting them on there without taking over the front page. But Ben Pyle is back. Welcome, Ben.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good to be back.
Sorry for the mix-up last week, but we've had some technical difficulties with the new setup here going over to X at a certain point. As we were talking about before the show, I am smoking a cigar. It is an H. Upman Corona Major, which is one of those ones that comes in the tube. We call them airport cigars, but I thought it was something light and relatively cheerful for this stream. And I will be sporadically reviewing it as we go through. But before we get going, is there anything you'd like to plug, Ben?
Not right now. Well, I'm in between things to plug. I've been hoping to launch a new film project, but that's not quite ready to go. But please do keep an eye out for it on my Twitter, and it should be an exciting venture for if you're into that sort of thing, and hopefully putting Ed Miliband in the sights. And the whole agenda, really. But yeah, thanks very much for the offer, though.
Simon, anything you'd like to draw people's attention
to? Yes, everybody, please mosey on over to the Proper Horror Show channel. Last week, I did a stream on the 1971 film Blood on Satan's Claw, which was really good fun. And I hope you might enjoy that as a diverting treat for the afternoon.
Is that a Tigon Productions picture?
Yeah, it's a funny little company. Yeah, that was a sort of minor company that was a bit more exploitative, a bit more schlocky, and I think they took over part of Hammer House, and they did films like Witchfinder General, which are kind of part of the sort of what they call the unholy trinity of folk horror, including Blood on Satan's Claw. There was also Wicker Man in that canon, but they didn't do that one. But Tigon's an interesting company. Lots of kind of, if you look at their Wikipedia entry and look at the films they made versus the ones they distributed, quite a lot of soft porn that they distributed with very, very funny titles, I would say. You can check that out in your own time.
So far, I'm getting marzipan from this one. Getting quite a lot of marzipan in the opening third of this Moncorona.
Burnt ginger, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
I will just remind people, do pick up Foundations of Shakespeare and the Trivium. I'll play the trailer, because I included a clip from a folk horror film that I've not seen, I'd quite like to watch it. Let me just play it again, and we'll talk about it in a second.
Out, out, reef candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Foundations of Shakespeare. Buy it now. Getting some light baked spices too. Simon, do you know the clip there of the fool who looks around in that kind of slightly scary mask? That is from a folk horror film that came out recently called The Lord of Misrule.
Ah, I do not know this.
Kind of moderately curious to watch it. It kind of looks like it might be good. So I did tell Proper Horror Show that, but I've not had no reports back yet.
Well, this is a micro genre that they're looking at for this current week or two. So do pop in and check it out if they do.
All right. So we're going to have to come to that moment where we all go over to Twitter X. Unless we have any pre-show notes, Simon, it's time to say goodbye to YouTube and go over to Twitter. I'll put the link in the chat again, and it's in the I'll pin it as a comment, and it's in the show notes. But this is the moment that we have to go over, unless you have anything else to say.
All good. We're about 17 minutes into the documentary at the moment, and we are going to finish it today.
Right, so, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to leave and go over to Twitter X right now.